Aboriginal leaders say they can no longer remain silent about rising suicide rates in their community. Indigenous Australians are twice as likely to take their own lives as other Australians. There are calls for significant changes to mental health services. Nicola Gage has the story.
It's broken people's spirit, and it's taken a lot of time to try and, you know, just gather the pieces together.
Denise Champion is an Adnyamutna woman from the Flinders Ranges. She lost her teenage nephew to suicide 2 years ago.
For us as a family, you know, we've had to try and deal with the grief of losing a loved one, and at the same time, as family, try and support one another through that grief. In my culture, I was a mother for this young lad, and I was the Ngalami, the big mother. So there are different cultural aspects, you know, to take into account when we're trying to deal with and work through grief.
It's a familiar story in many Indigenous communities. Torto Sansbury is an Aboriginal leader based in Adelaide.
I've had about 4 suicides in my family, and it's unacceptable. Yet I live with it. I try to deal with it. I sit down and contemplate why it's happening. And I deal with a lot of other people in the community that have suicide, and I do everything for them, where at the end of the day I don't have anybody to turn to in relation to dealing with them and dealing with my own issues.
Mr. Sansbury wants a 24-hour crisis care line set up for Aboriginal people at risk of suicide.
We need something specific. We used to have a number of things in the community. We used to have a CYS program, which was a community youth support program, and we lost a lot of our youth out of community programs, and I think we most probably lost a lot of youth through suicides from that too.
South Australia's public advocate John Brayley believes many Aboriginal people are missing out on mental health services because they're not culturally appropriate. He wants Aboriginal community-controlled health services expanded to address the problem.
There are services that are there that are not seen as culturally safe. So if Aboriginal people go to them, it's often when things have become very severe and the opportunity for early treatment and care has been missed out.
South Australia's Uniting Church has set up a campaign to create awareness on the issue. Sarah Williamson is the group's justice worker.
As a non-Aboriginal person, I really have very little understanding about the compounded grief for Aboriginal people who have a constant stream of funerals, premature deaths, often violent deaths, often suicides in their communities. And I can't remember the last time I went to a funeral, and that just sets me really in a different world, just saying that there. So for me, I've really heard how different the experience is culturally and how much we need Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people working together to address the issues. We need really full cooperation.
For Denise Champion, she wants more people to speak out about the issue in the hope that it could save a life.
The Suicide It Is No Secret campaign gave me an avenue to be able to, you know, process my own journey to healing, while at the same time finding ways to help to support my wider family, so and people in the community too. So, you know, if it means that we can build better links with what's happening out there in the rest of the community, that means that there's more people working for, you know, the same outcomes.
Aboriginal woman Denise Champion, ending that report by Nicola Gage.